From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is on his way to Mexico, where he will join leaders from that country and Canada for a two-day summit on some of the most pressing issues affecting North America. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama will be talking with his Mexican and Canadian counterparts about the economy, trade, shared efforts to combat drug trafficking, and swine flu. Authorities say the swine flu outbreak this spring is a good example of how the countries can cooperate in the face of a common challenge. National Security Advisor James Jones says it can be a model for the future.
The bottom line is that what affects our bordering neighbors has the potential to affect us all, so we want to be certain that we have the tightest, best possible cooperation.
Obama has met both the Mexican president and the Canadian prime minister before, but this is the first time all three North American leaders have held a regional summit together. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has arrived in Angola on the third leg of her seven-nation Africa tour. Washington's looking to invest in the economy beyond crude oil. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton has details.
Countering China's growing influence in Africa, Hillary Clinton is expected to seek a greater market share of Angola's oil wealth for the United States. In talks with President José Eduardo dos Santos, government officials and industry executives, Washington believes post-war Angola has tremendous economic potential and wants to ensure the smooth flow of crude oil, as well as the future of American energy giants like Chevron and ExxonMobil. Both have extensive operations in Angola, which rivals Nigeria as Africa's top crude oil exporter. The U.S. is looking to partner Angola in rebuilding agriculture, which was battered by the long civil war. The opposition and rights activists say Mrs. Clinton must also focus on human rights violations and the government's abuse of public funds. Afabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Police divers have recovered a fifth body from the Hudson River site of yesterday's mid-air collision. They've also found more wreckage from the tour helicopter and small plane that collided with each other. Four people are still missing and presumed dead. The search is a treacherous one for divers who have to contend with the river's strong currents and waters 50 feet deep. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the safety of the divers comes first.
The most important thing at this point is to make sure that our divers don't risk their lives, because this is not a rescue effort. This is a recovery effort.
Bloomberg speaking on NBC. China's eastern coast is feeling the devastating effects of Typhoon Morakot. The storm roared ashore today with torrential rains and winds of up to 74 miles per hour. Nearly a million people were evacuated. Earlier, Morakot left a path of destruction in Taiwan, which is coping with its worst flooding in 50 years. Dozens of people are missing and feared dead. This is NPR. The Iranian government is acknowledging for the first time that it has custody of three American hikers. That word today from White House National Security Advisor Jim Jones. He tells NBC that this morning Iran had publicly confirmed media reports that three Americans had been detained. The group recently crossed from Iraq into Iranian territory, apparently by accident. The NFL's preseason kicks off tonight with the annual Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports.
The Buffalo Bills and the Tennessee Titans will square off tonight at the home of professional football, officially marking the start to another season of the National Football League. The game is always more symbolic than substantive, as first-teamers usually see only one series of plays before being substituted, with players hoping to make the final roster. The game also marks an end to the weekend that saw six new inductees enshrined into Pro Football's Hall of Fame. Buffalo Bills owner Ralph Wilson joined players Rod Woodson, Randall McDaniel, and Bruce Smith into the hall.
Now I have come full circle. By the grace of God, I stand before you today, humble and honored, because this induction into the Hall of Fame marks my passage into pro football's immortality.
Also inducted posthumously were Derek Thomas and Bob Hayes. Carol Van Dam, NPR News.
Eunice Kennedy Shriver, sister of the late President John F. Kennedy, remains in critical but stable condition at a Massachusetts hospital. The 88-year-old suffered a series of strokes and was rushed to Cape Cod Hospital last week. She is the fifth of nine Kennedy children and may be best known for establishing the Special Olympics. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.